It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Russian war against Ukraine escalated in cities across the nation on Monday, including the capital, Kyiv, where a suspected Russian missile hit an apartment building, killing at least two people. That fact makes this news even more surprising. Three European prime ministers of NATO countries are headed to Kyiv to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top government officials face-to-face. The prime ministers of Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic are representing the European Council on behalf of their president, according to a statement from the Polish prime minister's office that read, quote, "The purpose of the visit is to confirm the unequivocal support of the entire European Union for the sovereignty and independence of Ukraine. The aim of this visit is also to present a broad package of support for Ukraine and Ukrainians." This is great news, but it's also unclear how Ukraine will ensure the safety of those leaders as Russian troops continue to bear down on the capital city with indiscriminate shelling overnight. In fact, this audio was sent to us by somebody in the middle of Kyiv. This was the actual sound outside their window Monday night. By now, you've likely seen the video of a Russian woman who burst onto the set of Russia's Channel 1 News during a live broadcast, carrying a sign with the words "No War" emblazoned on it, while shouting, "Don't believe the propaganda, they're lying to you," and more. Now, Mariana Avsenikova faces as much as 15 years in prison under a new, quote, fake news law designed to stop any public criticism of the invasion of Ukraine. She was quickly removed from the station by police, and her lawyer says her whereabouts are unknown. The online news outlet Baza reported Tuesday that police had initially wanted to fine her under an administrative protocol, but a, quote, "extraordinary meeting of top law enforcement officials decided she should be charged under the new Article 207.3 of the Russian Criminal Code, which was passed by the Duma after they invaded Ukraine, and it covers, quote, public dissemination of knowingly false information about the use of the RF armed forces, such as using the words war or invasion for Putin's, quote, special operation in Ukraine. During a news briefing on Tuesday, Putin was asked about the case. His spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, described the protest as an act of hooliganism. Well, also taking to the television is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He will address all the members of Congress via video conference on Wednesday. The public will be able to watch it as well through a live stream. Democratic leaders, in a letter to their members, said the address will give lawmakers a chance to, quote, "convey our support to the people of Ukraine as they bravely defend democracy against Russia's invasion." Now, while President Biden is working to isolate and punish Russia, American officials are expressing concern about this budding partnership between Moscow and Beijing. The U.S. now has information suggesting China has expressed some willingness, providing Russia with assistance in its war against Ukraine. Stay tuned. So moving on, well, we are, but COVID isn't. We've now crossed into the third year of the COVID-19 pandemic. And while the numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are heading down, experts say the world is certainly not yet out of the woods. There are still an average of about 1,200 Americans dying from COVID-19 each day. Though, over the next few weeks, the CDC does forecast a decrease in hospitalizations and deaths, particularly as the weather improves and people head outside, where it's less likely that they'll catch COVID. But then you look at China, where 37 million people are currently in lockdown as the country battles its worst coronavirus outbreak since the very early days of the pandemic. So China's in a tough spot, as I told you earlier. Putin has asked China for help, both economic and in the war zone. Well, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Monday warned his Chinese counterpart that Beijing would face significant consequences if it provides Russia with military or economic aid. And to make matters even worse, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned at a Monday briefing that the potential for nuclear conflict, well, listen to him say it.
Further escalation of the war, whether by accident or design, threatens all of humanity. Raising the alert of Russian nuclear forces is a bone-chilling development. The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. The security and safety of nuclear facilities must also be preserved. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
Gutierrez said he has been in contact with a number of countries, including China, France, and Germany, about mediation efforts to end the war, saying it's, quote, time to stop the horror. You think? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. For more, visit NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.